Mr. President, my delegation associates itself with the NAM statement and thanks the High Commissioner and the panelists for their rich perspective on the theme of this important panel discussion. The livelihoods and future of billions of people depend on public revenue to finance basic infrastructure, education, health, and climate action. Yet several studies, including UNCTAD's 2020 report, have estimated that Africa alone is losing about $88.6 billion in illicit financial flows annually. This staggering figure outweighs what the continent receives in development assistance. Illicit financial flows, which include tax avoidance, impede the efforts of developing countries to realize human rights. It is therefore time for a major shift to international taxation to enable countries to respond to existing tax-related challenges and to help plug the holes through which illicit flows are bleeding developing countries of their much-needed resources. Zimbabwe fully supports the development of a United Nations Framework Convention on International Tax Cooperation that is inclusive, fair, transparent, efficient, equitable, and effective for sustainable development. I thank you.
Thank you, Madam. I now give the floor to Vietnam.